On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A mental health expert says South Africans are still grappling with the psychological effects of the pandemic. Today marks 5 years since the country was placed under a national state of disaster and a level 5 hard lockdown was imposed to control the spread of COVID-19. Hundreds of thousands of people lost their lives between 2020 and 2022. Kaylee Wood, a senior counsellor at the SA Depression and Anxiety Group, says many are still struggling with the long-term effects of the pandemic.
We are still seeing lingering anxiety, health-related fears, social disconnect. You know, there's also people who are continuing to struggle with burnout, particularly in high-stress professions. A global study actually found that the prevalence of anxiety and depression increased by 25% during the pandemic.
She says navigating social life after the lockdown has been difficult for some.
Being cut off from regular social interactions for such a long time has led to increased rates of depression and anxiety and even cognitive decline for some. So isolation, it can reshape neural pathways, which affect how individuals perceive and interact with the world.
Wood says those struggling to process the trauma of losing their loved ones can get help.
So brain-based therapies are really effective in terms of coping and dealing with almost like pandemic-related traumas. So brain-based therapies like brain spotting, BWRT, EMDR, they're really effective in processing that trauma. CBT, so cognitive behavior therapy, which is helping individuals reframe negative thought patterns, as well as dialectical behavior therapy, so DBT, which is useful for managing emotional distress.
A civil society group has described government's decision to withdraw a ban on cannabis-infused food as a major victory. The presidency confirmed yesterday that Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi had raised concerns about unregulated imports of hemp and edibles entering the market. President Cyril Ramaphosa, however, recommended broader public consultation on regulations before implementing any restrictions. The minister agreed to withdraw the prohibition for further discussion. Free SA spokesperson Ruben Kotzer says they wrote to Motsoaledi last week.
In that letter, we challenged the legality of the regulations and warned that failure to comply with the legal obligation to consult the public would result in court action. This is a huge win for civil society and the principle of participatory democracy. We made it clear that the government cannot pass sweeping punitive regulations without consulting the public. On the eve of being taken to court, the minister has rightly withdrawn the unlawful regulations.
And the U.S. state of Utah has signed into law a bill that requires app store operators like Apple and Google to verify children's ages when downloading apps. The legislation puts the onus on Apple's App Store and Google Play Store to check users' ages. Children must be 13 to use social networks in the U.S., but app stores have long argued that the responsibility to check does not lie with them. Platforms such as Instagram and TikTok have been accused of failing to protect young people from bullying and exposure to harmful content. The law comes into force in May. Another look at our lead story. A mental health expert says South Africans are still grappling with the psychological effects of the pandemic 5 years later. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.